News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Zach Hagenbusher, and this is your Monday evening news on WSAU.com. The woman convicted of poisoning and stabbing her former boyfriend's dog will spend some time in prison. 22-year-old Sean Janis was given the maximum possible sentence under Wisconsin law of 3.5 years. That breaks down to 1.5 years behind bars and 2 years extended supervision. Deputy District Attorney Teresa Whetstone says that Janis's admitted heroin use is not an excuse for committing these acts.
There is no justification or excuse for what she did to Mary in this case. And heroin, they tried to use that as a justification, and I agree, she was an addict at the time this occurred, but I do not see the connection between that use and what happened to Mary in this case.
Whetstone says she has heard from many people that think the sentence should have been longer, but sentencing guidelines limit what can be done. She also says Janis needs to take advantage of the treatment that she'll have access to in prison.
These acts and her diary and the statement she made about the pleasure she received from committing these acts, that's scary, and that she should be scared as well. And I hope that she gets the treatment she needs through this sentence to make sure there is public protection. I think the court did everything the court could do to ensure that today within the law.
The state assembly could take up new times for in-person absentee voting before the legislative session ends. Bob Hagg has more.
The GOP-backed bill restricts that to between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday for 2 weeks before an election and prevents clerks from holding weekend voting. Jay Heck with Common Cause says the intent is clear.
It's really targeted to the big metropolitan areas, Milwaukee, Madison, and maybe to some extent Green Bay.
Republicans in the state Senate, where the bill passed last week on a largely partisan vote, argue it's a matter of fairness, as clerks in rural areas lack the staffing and funding to support such extended voting. Heck says that doesn't wash.
We should be encouraging more people to vote, not making it more difficult.
Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wausau Newman coach accused of having child pornography videos is being held on $75,000 cash bond. 50-year-old Michael Switalski was in court today. Switalski has been placed on suspension at Wausau Newman High School. The charges could put him in prison for up to 3 years per count, or 24 years so far. Your Newsline 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns. Today, cloudy with snow showers, mainly north of Wausau. Low of 20. Tomorrow, cloudy, snow showers for areas north of Highway 29. A mix of rain to snow developing by Wednesday evening with a high of 35 degrees. Tomorrow night, rain transitions to snow, 2 to 4 inches possible, a low of 17. I'm Zach Hagenbusher on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.